Hello, Audio Boo Land and Universe and all that entails. Just thought I would say hi and give you a brief update on my day. And actually, the main goal of this audio boot was to give you a very, very simple recipe for chicken. So first I'll just say that I had a pretty good day. I went to physiotherapy for my arm today, and I don't have to come every week anymore. Now I have to come like in 2 weeks' time. It is getting a lot better, and he worked on it, and we even did some exercises with weights and things, but there's still a few places that really hurt, so he suggested that we do at least one more treatment in 2 weeks' time, which sounded fair to me. Other than that, had lunch, was on Skype for a little bit, and then did my show, Cry of the Celts. Just finished it, and I promised people on Twitter that I would record an audio boot about the easiest chicken recipe that I know. And believe me, even those of you who say they can't cook and they're afraid to cook and all that fun stuff, you will be able to make this recipe. I promise you. All you need is chicken and salt. Now, this is very much not a typical recipe because, you know, for me, because I usually cook with herbs and spices and condiments and things and make sauces and things like that. But this recipe is, I think it's a Maori recipe, like New Zealand Maori recipe. And you can make this, it's better not to make this with chicken breast because chicken breast is already dry and you're not going to be adding any oil to this. So not because so much of the calories, but because of you don't want to be to get involved with the chemistry of how this thing cooks. I have no idea what the secret is, but so don't use like boneless skinless chicken breast. Use either a whole chicken, really just like a whole chicken that you can buy at the store, or you know, the drumsticks and thighs on the bone, pieces of chicken on the bone. Whole chickens get the best results because of the way they cook, but you can do this with them. I'm doing this, I don't have a whole chicken at this point in time, so I am just grabbing four quarters of chicken, like drumstick attached to the thigh. And this is gonna, for us, it's gonna be for two meals because we're gonna have a quarter each. That's a nice portion. Now I not only isn't this a difficult recipe, you can make this recipe with minimal mess if you make it in a disposable tray. A big disposable tray where the whole chicken will fit, and you need to make sure that there is room on the sides, and you'll know why in a second. You need to make sure there's room around the chicken. If you put, now the thing is, if you're cooking with disposable trays, you either want to use two trays, one inside the other, to make it secure, or what I do is I put the disposable tray on top of the oven tray, you know, the trays that come with the oven, so that it doesn't kind of fold when I handle it. It's solid, see, because the foil does this and you want it to be secure and you don't want to hurt yourself and you don't want grease or hot chicken or salt spilling. Now, the way this chicken cooks is that it needs to be surrounded by salt. And it's surrounded by salt and it cooks it cooks kind of like with the steam that comes out of that. And for some reason, it comes out absolutely delicious. You don't need anything with it. I don't know how chemically that happens, but it happens. And not only that, it's very good for people who are trying to lose weight, because for some reason, this process also takes a lot of the grease out. So I recommend taking the thick cooking salt. In America, this would be called kosher salt. Everywhere else, it's known as cooking salt. That's like, you know, not the fine table salt, but the grains of the salt are like, you know, thicker, like the size of half a grain of rice, let's say. And what you do is you take quite a few handfuls of the stuff. This is not expensive stuff, which is cool. And you put a handful or two of salt. The quantities are not exactly very important, but it needs to be quite a bit. You put a handful of salt in each corner of the tray. Now, the only thing that's important is you need to make sure that the chicken that you're cooking isn't touching the salt. Because if it does cook when touching the salt, then the chicken will be way too salty to eat. You won't be able to eat it. But if you cook it away from the salt, it doesn't matter even if it's only an inch away, but as long as it has free, you know, some space on all sides, it will cook fine and won't be too salty. So make sure that you put a nice, generous amount of salt in the corners of the tray and also around the edges of the tray, not touching the chicken. So I've got tray, chicken in the middle, and salt in the corners and all around. And that's all I do. That's really it. That's probably gotta be my simplest recipe for chicken. You put it in the oven for, if the chicken is frozen, then you obviously need it to get to a defrosting point. But if it's fresh or defrosted, probably about an hour and a half, if it's probably something like that. Maybe a bit less if it's not a whole chicken. But you don't want to undercook chicken. It's very important. And you don't want to overcook this because it will dry out. The salt makes the chicken kind of dry out a little bit. So if you cook it too long, chicken will be just too dry. When you take it out of the oven, you will notice that there is quite a bit of grease inside the tray. It just, all the oil comes out. And by the way, I recommend cooking this with the skin, because otherwise it will really dry out. But if you prefer it skinless, that's fine. Just maybe put it on for less time. Cook it on about 180, 175, maybe a bit more as the hour progresses. Maybe 190 towards the end, about an hour and a half. Check the chicken, see that it's cooked, and make sure to be careful when you take it out. That's why I recommended putting a solid oven tray underneath, because the grease, there's quite a bit of grease at the bottom of the tray. Just take your chicken out of there and you're ready to eat it. If it's a disposable tray, just throw the whole tray away with the salt and the grease. Don't deal with it. If it's a tray that's non-disposable, you'll have a bit of a job cleaning it. It's possible. It's not that bad, especially if you put a bit of cooking spray or oil on the pan or on the tray. But it's really nice to do it in a disposable tray, because then you just take the chicken out and you're done. This creates zero mess. Like, there's nothing, because I only use chicken and salt, there's nothing there. You know, I will be recording future brews that are a bit more complicated, and you do need to chop stuff and cook stuff. But I thought, as a start for people who are afraid of cooking, quote, complex things or more complex things, this chicken and salt, and you saw how long it took me to make it, like no time. Now the rest of the time I need, it needs to be in the oven, obviously. But the actual preparation of the thing is really good. Now, it is, if you have it the next day, it is a bit dry. It's still edible, and you can put some barbecue sauce on it if you want. You don't have to. When you have it the same day right out of the oven, it's excellent, just like that. You don't need anything on it. The next day, I would say maybe make a chicken sandwich out of it, or put some barbecue sauce, or put something on your chicken if you like. You don't have to. Because this is kind of a bit of a dry, when I mean dry, I don't mean too dry, but it has no sauce or nothing like that. You can make it with mashed potatoes to give something else that's a little bit soft, and maybe green beans. I mean, you can even make chips if you eat chips. We don't eat fried food, but we do make chips in the air fryer or chips in the oven with a bit of olive oil. You can do that. You can make it with baked potatoes, but I like to have it with mashed potatoes because it gives it something soft to contradict the kind of, you know, more solid texture of the chicken. Make sure the most important thing is that the chicken doesn't touch the salt, because there's a lot of salt in there, and if it cooks like touching the salt, you really don't want to eat it because it's too much. I hope this makes sense. If you have any questions, just let me know, and enjoy.